Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Joe Biden has been elected the 46th president of the United States, according to the Associated Press, ending a turbulent election season. Biden is addressing the nation at this hour from Wilmington, Delaware. NPR Scott Detrow has more.
Biden and his campaign have been confident since Tuesday night that as mail-in ballots were counted over the course of the week, he would emerge as the president-elect. Now, according to the AP, Biden becomes the first challenger to defeat a sitting president in nearly 30 years. He'll return to the White House, where he spent 8 years as vice president, to try and make good on campaign promises to bring more unity to the country and lower partisan anger, as well as restore many of the international agreements and executive orders that the Trump administration spent 4 years dismantling. Biden will become the oldest ever president, the second Roman Catholic to hold the office, and the first president to call Delaware home. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Wilmington.
And Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will have a number of firsts. The first female vice president, the first black vice president, and the first Asian American vice president. Meanwhile, the next hurdle for officials is convincing President Trump's supporters that he has lost. NPR's Miles Parks has more.
President Trump has doubted the fairness of the U.S. election system for years, falsely claiming fraud without providing any evidence. That's led a number of his supporters to believe him. The majority of Americans who don't have confidence in the vote counting process support President Trump. That's according to survey data from the Associated Press. Alberto Gonzalez, who served as the Attorney General under President George W. Bush, said a concession would go a long way in convincing Trump's supporters of the election's legitimacy.
I think that would certainly lower the temperature if he would do what is the right thing to do.
Trump, however, still says he plans to fight the election results in court. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Climate and environmental groups are praising Biden's election. He ran on ambitious plans to combat climate change. But as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the president-elect's stated ambitions might be slowed by a divided Congress.
Legislation is lasting. Executive action, not so much. So climate and policy experts agree that to really address climate change in the way that many feel is needed to avoid catastrophic warming, a president needs the support of Congress. With the Senate majority still to be determined, it's unclear if Biden will have that support. With or without, though, it's expected that he'll take executive actions and direct agencies to reverse regulatory rollbacks undertaken by the Trump administration, replacing some with even more ambitious goals. Climate change was a top concern amongst Democratic voters this year. It remains to be seen, though, how big of a priority it will be for the Biden administration. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Congratulations for President-elect Biden are coming in from world leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who congratulated Biden and his running mate Harris. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, German policy analysts think a reset in transatlantic relations is near.
In a statement on Twitter, Merkel wrote, "I look forward to future cooperation with President Biden. Our transatlantic friendship is irreplaceable if we are to master the great challenges of our time." Constanze Stelzenmüller, senior fellow at Brookings, says the Biden administration will have a diametrically opposed attitude towards Europe than President Trump's.
Biden is never going to call the EU a foe. Biden is going to look at the EU and say, this is a very useful source of leverage and additional power in dealing with issues that are important to America.
Issues, says Stelzenmüller, like how to deal with China and other threats to democracy. She says a closer transatlantic alliance is on the horizon. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Volvo is recalling more than 50,000 vehicles after an airbag exploded in an older car, killing the driver. The airbag inflator was made by the auto parts supplier ZFTRW and not Takata, but federal documents show they perform similarly to deadly inflators made by the Japanese company that forced more than 50 million recalls from several automakers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the Volvo inflator rupture, though, is the only known incident worldwide. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.